Oh, thank you. We're recording. Yep, thank you. There was a couple of things on, well, one really, but when she was talking about how we need to get our instructions from heaven, and we do. We are soldiers in the army. Jericho, Joshua is a book that actually the guys in the army actually use and look at those strategies in Joshua and use them on the field. At least they used to. I don't know if they do anymore. So that's something that we do need to keep an ear and an eye out for, and to read that and to keep those strategies clear within our heads and in our minds. So when she was talking that we are soldiers in this army, we do need to get our instructions from heaven, not TV, not the world, not our neighbors, not mom or dad, husbands, kids, whatever. We all know that. We all know that. But one of the things that I hear a lot from, like, my Sturgis team down in South Dakota and the jail ministry and a few other people that I minister with, is what I hear from them is, I don't hear from God. And that seems to be prevalent across the board with a lot of people. And so there's different reasons I think we have that. And one, I think, is the biggest thing is we don't have confidence that we're here. And that is something that needs to come up in us, that we need to have that confidence that God is speaking to us. And that we can hear his voice, that there are ways that we can hear him, because God wants to speak to every single one of us. He didn't just throw us in this earth and go, there you go, have fun. But he's given us things that we can hear his voice. Now, when I first got saved, I heard his voice audibly all the time. But that went away, because he wanted me to hear his voice in other ways. And so we need to realize that he will speak to us in different ways. Now, do I want that back again? Absolutely, I do. I want him to talk to me audibly. I get the feeling, you know, it's like he's capable of doing that. I'm capable of hearing when he talks audibly. It's like, okay, Lord, you can talk to me audibly. There's no reason why not. Why do we have to worry about, you know, faith and hearing you and trusting you? Okay, we're in these tough times now. I want to hear your voice. Just talk to me. But he wants us to trust him. He does want us to dig in. One of the ways that I know is another way is maybe we're not in prayer enough. Okay, we need to be in prayer to bring our spirit and our thoughts and our minds in line with his spirit, with the Holy Spirit. When Jesus left the earth, he says, I have to go away. And I have to go away so that my Father can send the Holy Spirit and the Helper. So we've got a Helper here in the earth. He's our Paraclete. He's the one that stands beside us. He is our Helper. He is the one that's going to talk to us. Just like it says in Jude, you know, it tells us that we need to be praying in the Holy Spirit. So that is something that if that's something that you long for or you want, you know, let June know, and she can help you with that, or I can help you with that, or whatever, however you want it done, we can help you with that. But we need to expect that we're going to hear from God. We're going to expect that we are hearing from God. And so when we think about it, what I want you to do is start practicing. If this is something that concerns you, and practice. Practice in your home. Practice in just simple things. Where did I put this? Where did I put that? You know, just simple things like that. He will talk to you. You will hear his voice. And also another thing, if we're not hearing his voice, are we obedient in things that we know to do? Are we obedient in his word? Another thing that we need to do is also be in his word. When we're in his word, we're going to understand the character of God. And if we understand the character of God, we're going to hear his voice a whole lot more clearer, because we can go, that's the Father. And that is my healer. That is Jehovah, my peace. That, you know, we will know. It'll line up with His word. So we need to learn to discern His voice and not the voice of the world. And if we're praying, we bind up those voices that are coming at us, that we don't have to. And God's voice is usually always quiet, that quiet, still, small voice. But it'll also be a quickening within you, and you will know. And you will know. You won't have to wonder. So, and like I said, a lot of times we know what to do. We just don't always want to. I'm guilty. I don't really want to do that. I'm going to look for another answer, okay? And we know how that goes. It doesn't go very well. You know, and God's a loving Father, and He wants to speak to every single one of us, okay? And it says, John 10:27, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, okay? And He calls us His sheep. He calls us His own. He calls us, you know, the sheep follow Him, and we hear His voice. And when you look at shepherds and how the sheep just, that follow His voice, they don't even have to see Him, they just follow His voice. And so, and if you're a follower of Jesus, and if you have the Holy Spirit, and you are in your word, and you are in prayer, I know I need to pray more. I am guilty. I know that has been on my heart for a few weeks now. I need to get into more prayer, and not just a little bit of time, but a lot more prayer. We need it in this day and in this hour. We're facing some things that we can't change. We can't change some things, you know. And I look at some of this stuff, and we need to come at this stuff that's coming at us, not in fear, but in the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's why the armor is there. When we have on the helmet of salvation, that's the word of God. Do we have the word of God? So everything that we come up against, can we come up with the word, or can we come up with that peace? Can we come up with what God is telling us in that? Guarding our hearts. Do we have on the breastplate of righteousness? Well, what is that? That is protecting our hearts. The belt of truth. Do we know truth, or are we in deception? Those are things that will come out through prayer if we're asking God, and if you know, that will come out. Are we walking with the shoes of the gospel of peace? Are we walking in peace? Are we walking in peace with everyone? And when we come up against the things that are coming in this earth, it's going to go a whole lot more, well, it may not go a whole lot more easier, but it will in our minds. We won't be in that frantic, panic, fear. And that's what we want to focus on. So just know that we have an advocate, the Holy Spirit, Father sent. He sent us. He sent it in the earth. He's here with us. And I know you guys talk to Him. I know you do. But expect to hear. Expect Him to talk to you. Expect, and we have to shut up sometimes. I mean, that's all right. Shh, we need to be quiet. Sorry, June. We need to be quiet and let Him talk to us. And I'm guilty. I get into prayer, and I can go prayer, and I can just dive in, and we can pray, by golly. But then we've got to hear His voice. When I pray, a lot of the times, I have to listen. I've got two things going on. One, my mouth is moving, so I've got to pay attention to what my mouth is saying. But then I also have to listen to the spirit realm. What is God saying? And we have to know God's heart, and that's knowing His character, and that's knowing His personality. And those are things, just a couple of things to know His voice. And when we know Him, we can follow Him a whole lot easier. And obviously we need to belong to Him to hear His voice. So that's another thing people struggle with too. Am I really saved? And I think that hits us a lot when we are saved and we're pushing and we have that undecided, or that we don't have the confidence that we normally do. And do we belong to Him? But if we're listening to His voice, and if we're listening to His word, and he, I don't want to say rebukes us, but He corrects us. That's another way of doing it. He corrects us. Then that is how we know. We will hear, we will recognize His voice, because we will know Him as shepherd. So, and like I said, when we're in the Bible, when we spend time with Him, that is how we are going to recognize. And then we'll also recognize the counterfeits. We'll recognize the lies that are coming against us. And I truly believe a lot of the people that are walking in truth and walking in our eyes all wide open, we have for a long time been asking the Lord to show us the deception. I ask that to everyone, and everyone says the same thing. Yes, I've been asking God to keep me out of deception for a long time, and continue to do that, because more deception is coming, and we need to walk in the clarity of what He's given us. Go through and read Jude, yep, where it talks about the false prophets. And how to stay in it is one is praying in the Holy Ghost. Like I said, if you want the Holy Ghost and if you don't speak in other tongues, get a hold of June. And I'm sure June Dennis can also help you with that. And we'll go from there. All right. So I'm going to open it up now. We'll just open it up and start prayer. There we go.